This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد Welcome to another episode of our Tafsir program page by page inshallah ta'ala. Today we are on page 171 which is in the ninth juz of the Quran Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous episode we mentioned the dua of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, in which he asked Allah Azza wa Jal for the best of this dunya and the next life, and how Allah Azza wa Jal gives to him guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned to us a principle, and that is that Allah, His mercy encompasses all things, but that doesn't mean that there are not people who are punished. He punishes whomsoever is deserving of it as He pleases and wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But His mercy encompasses all things. And the specific mercy that is given to the believers in the dunya and the akhirah, it is those who have taqwa, those who do open good deeds and fulfill their wajibat, their obligations like giving the zakah, and those who believe in the signs of Allah, and those who believe in the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, who is the An-Nabi al-Ummi, the unlettered Prophet, the one whose description is found in the Torah and the Injil, the one who came to order the good and forbid the evil, and make haram that which is impure and not beneficial for mankind. The one who removed hardship from people and made his religion by Allah's permission and his mercy easy for the people. Simple to follow, easy to understand, easy to abide by and to apply. He is the one who, if you follow him, you believe in him, you support him, you aid his religion, you follow his teachings, then you will be from amongst those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has given to them success. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then commands our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to proclaim this in the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, I am a messenger from Allah to all of you. Meaning not just to the Quraysh or to the people of Mecca or to the Arabs. It is a religion for all of mankind. And that is why today, by Allah's permission, we have Muslims all across the world, of every ethnicity, of every skin color, of every language, of every citizenship. We have people all over the Muslim world, from one corner of the earth to the other, as the Prophet ﷺ himself prophesies. His prophecies that Islam would spread across the world, which shows that it is not a religion that is only specific to one group of people or one region or one location or one geographical point, but it is something which is for all of the people. And so those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who follow the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who follow the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah, they are the ones who will receive the guidance of Allah Azza wa Jal. In today's episode, we come back now to continue with the story of Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. In the previous couple of episodes, we've mentioned how Bani Israel, after being saved by Allah Azza wa Jal from Pharaoh, when Musa alayhi salam leaves them to go to speak to Allah Azza wa Jalla and to receive revelation from him, they turn away from the path of Tawheed and they worship the calf. They build a calf out of their gold and their jewels and they start to worship it besides Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then they realize the errors of their way when Musa alayhi salam returns to them and tells them that this is shirk and this is evil what they have done. So those verses and that context shows that there were amongst them people who did wrong, people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the beauty of the Quran, from the justice of Allah Azza wa Jal, is in every single one of those nations of the prophets, there were always good people as well. And so it shouldn't be misunderstood. And it shouldn't be thought that all of the people of Musa alayhi salam were evil, or all of them were people of shirk, or all of them were people who disobeyed Allah's commands, or who disobeyed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. No, there were people amongst them who were good. And that's something which we've seen elsewhere already being mentioned in the Quran, when Allah Azza wa Jal mentions how amongst the people of the book are those who pray the night and those who recite Allah's words and there are people amongst them who do good and they are upon goodness. In those nations at that time obviously after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you cannot be a believer except by believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. But at the time of each one of those prophets, there were always people of goodness and believers. And that is why in the verse that we begin with today, verse 159, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this and points to this. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون. There is a group amongst the people of Musa who were guided to the truth and who guide with truth and who act justly according to it. Meaning that there is amongst them those who were upon good, those who taught and used guidance to guide others and to help others, and they were people who were calling and acting according to it, meaning they were upright in terms of their iman, they were upright in terms of their actions, they were upright in terms of their beliefs. I know that that is an accolade for those people, it is an honorific for those people, it is a status and virtue for those people who did this in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is why, as we can intimate from some of the hadith that we have of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he saw the different nations on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the nation of Musa alayhi salam and his followers is a vast nation of people. It's not just a handful of people that followed him. Like, for example, some prophets only came with two followers or three followers or a single follower. Some of them came with no one. Nuh alayhi salam, the stories of the Quran seem to show that he, or the tellings of the story of Nuh alayhi salam in the Quran seem to show that he had not many followers by the end of his 950 odd years of calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Musa alayhi salam has a vast ummah, has a big nation of people who followed him and who believed in him alayhi salatu wasalam. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about these people, that amongst them there were people who were good, people upon guidance, people who gave that guidance to others and who wanted good for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now in verse 160 onwards, the next few verses now, and into the next episode as well, the next passage that we will inshallah ta'ala cover in the next episode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the many blessings that Allah bestowed upon them. And how after seeing the many signs of Allah Azza wa Jal, the many miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the many favors and blessings that Allah bestowed upon them, many of them turned away or they were ungrateful for these blessings. They disobeyed the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, or they twisted and altered and manipulated the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a warning to me and you as Muslims. Because as the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ummah will follow handspan by handspan, footspan by footspan, the ways of those, footstep by footstep, the path of those who came before, meaning the Jews and the Christians. The errors that they made, the mistakes that they made, the faults that they had, we will emulate them in that. And so the mu'min, the believer, has to be someone who's aware of this, someone who is cognizant of the fact that there is things that they did that if we're not careful, we're going to fall into and do as well. And so when you see the mistakes, the believer knows that's something which I have to be careful of. That's something which I have to stay away from. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla, as we're going through these verses, remember this. Because often we fall into similar mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 160, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمُ اثْنَتَيْ عَشْرَةَ أَسْبَاطًا أُمَمًا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى إِذِ اسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ أَنِ اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْبَجَسَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنْفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. We divided them into 12 tribes as distinct communities. And when his people asked him for water, we inspired Musa to strike the rock with his staff so that 12 springs gushed forth. Each tribe knew its own drinking place. We gave them the shade of clouds and sent down upon them manna and quails. And we said, eat the good things that we have provided for you. They did not wrong us. It was themselves that they wronged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of Bani Israel were of 12 tribes. As they left the land of Egypt and Pharaoh after this time, and they're going towards what is the promised land, which is Bayt al-Maqdis, they're traveling in the desert. And in the desert there, as would happen in any desert, there are a number of challenges. From the greatest of them is a lack of food and lack of water. And so when the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came, and these blessings and this story has already been told once in Surah al-Baqarah. We already covered this in some detail there. However, since it is mentioned again, now we will go over it again. وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ إِذِسْتَسْقَاهُ قَوْمُهُ. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says that we inspired, we revealed to Musa alayhi salam, when his people came to Musa saying, we need water. They made istisqa, meaning that they're seeking water to drink, to use to cook, to use for their living purposes. Because they're in a desert, there's very little water that they have access to, and without water they will die. They come to Musa alayhi salam and they seek help from him. So he turns to Allah Azza wa Jalla and he makes dua. Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals to Musa, inspires him, أَنِضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ, that he should go and he should strike a rock. Whether that's a specific rock or any rock, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. But that he should go and he should strike a rock. And by doing so, فَنْبَجَسَتْ مِنْهُ ثْلَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا, 12 different springs gushed forth as a result of that. And no doubt that is from the miracles that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. And Musa alayhi salam therefore strikes the rock, 12 different springs gush forth. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that each one of those people, each one of those 12 tribes of Bani Israel, because Bani Israel is made up of 12 tribes, it is said they go back to the 12 sons of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. Those are the if the family tree is followed back, they come from those 12 sons of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. Either way, there are 12 tribes, as Allah mentions here subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, and by striking the rock, 12 springs gush forth. It would have been a great enough miracle and a great enough blessing from Allah Azza wa Jalla if a single spring had gushed forth and all of them have to share and drink from it, because they need water. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them water and is plentiful for them. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He blesses the believers, blesses the followers of the prophets, He doesn't just give them a blessing, He gives them a blessing that is most suited for them, that is catered to them, that is something which will help them the most. And that is the beauty of Allah's blessing subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He gives you a blessing, it is not just a blessing that is the same as everyone else, it is the blessing that you require most at that time. And so even though the name may be the same, you have a child, someone else has a child, you have money, they have money, you have health, they have health, but the way that it is given to each person and how it affects them is individual. It is something which is targeted to that person by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't just give them a spring or two or five, He gives each one of them. Why? Because therefore each tribe has their own spring, they don't need to jostle or fight. And even tribes, as we know, amongst themselves often have rivalry. So my tribe gets to go before your tribe. I get to drink first, you drink last. What is the hierarchy now? In order to avoid all of this drama, all of these problems that would ensue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to each one their distinct one. And also because you are more likely to show kindness and mercy to those people that are with you. So if it's you and your tribe, then you're not going to have so much problem in terms of who goes first or last, because you're all essentially one family. That's what a tribe is. You go back to one like ancestor, maybe four or five generations before. You all come from the same great-great-grandfather. And so you're all family, your cousins, your second cousins, third cousins, fourth cousins. And so you know each other relatively well, as opposed to members of the next tribe, who even though they're also related to you eventually, you all come from the same ancestor eventually, but they're more distant from you. And now it's a tribal thing. My name over your name. And so this is something which is well known in the caste system that we have still in many communities, in the tribal system that is still common in many communities, in many nations. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to each one their own distinct drinking spring that they can benefit from and that they can take from. قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that each single one of them knows their own. They can go to it, take from it. There's no hostility, there's no drama, there's no competition or rivalry. They can take from it, and that is from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal in a desert type of environment. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says that we gave them clouds to shade them, because the sun of and the heat of the desert is something which is searing. It is something which is extremely difficult to bear, especially during the daytime. But if Allah sends upon them cloud, makes it overcast, it is bearable in terms of the temperature. It is bearable in terms of the direct light of the sun and the heat that bears down upon you as you're walking, because these people have to walk. They're not seeking shelter. They're not building houses and staying inside indoors. They are walking because they're trying to get to a destination. So Allah Azza wa Jalla gives to them clouds. And anyone that's lived in that type of desert environment knows the blessing of those types of clouds when they come to them. وَانْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. Not only that, but then Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to them food. And He gave to them not just any type of food, but He gave to them al-man and He gave to them al-salwa. Al-man is, as we said, and there is a difference of opinion as we mentioned when we were speaking about these verses in Surah Al-Baqarah as to exactly what they refer to, but they are foods from heaven. And many of the scholars said that al-man is a type of sweet food that came down, either some type of fruit or some type of dessert that came down to them. Was-salwa, and a salwa, according to many of the scholars, it is a quail or it is a small bird that is soft in its meat, pleasant and delightful to eat. Just like today, people like to eat pigeon and other sites, and quails are eaten still as well in restaurants. They're considered to be nice types of bird meat that you can eat from, unlike chicken, which is quite normal, or turkey and so on, which is more tough. These are birds that Allah Azza wa Jalla gave to them the meat of that they could enjoy. Because normally if you're in a desert environment, you're just looking for any type of food. Anything would do. You're not looking for anything special. You're looking for the bare minimum that will give you enough energy, enough provision in order to be able to keep you going, in order for you to be able to reach your destination. But Allah Azza wa Jalla honored them, gave them good food, gave them things that are delightful and delicious to eat. And all without any difficulty upon them. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ We sent down upon them, Allah Azza wa Jalla says. They don't have to hunt. They don't have to go far and wide. They don't have to travel for days in order to bring food back for the rest of the people. Allah sends it upon them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and eat from that which we have provided for you, the good that we have given to you. Eat from it. It is halal for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is for you. So now you have shade, and you have water, and you have food. All of this is for you. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ And then Allah says, and when they disobeyed, when they were ungrateful, when they rejected these blessings, it is not Allah that they wronged. It is not Allah that they harmed. But it is themselves that they wronged and that they harmed. Why? Because as we know, they don't want the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and they said, as we mentioned in those verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, لَنَّصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ We can't be patient. We can't deal with just this one type of food every day, man and salwa every day, man. Rather, we want the herbage of the earth. We want cucumbers. We want onions. That's what we want to eat. And that is why Musa alayhi salam, Allah mentions in that verse, said to them, أَتَسْتَبْدِيلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٍ Are you taking and wanting to exchange that which is greater and better for that which is less? Allah's honored you with so much and you're going to be ungrateful and say, I want this instead. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you with certain things. And that shows that it is halal and permissible to benefit from the blessings that Allah has bestowed upon you in a halal way as well. Allah has given you wealth. You have a great deal of wealth. Allah blessed you. He made you very rich for you to buy a nice car, to live in a nice house, to travel, I don't know, in business class or whatever it may be, for you to enjoy those blessings of Allah in a way that is halal. So you're not arrogant, you're not showing off, you're not just wasting money, you're fulfilling your wajibat, your obligations, you're paying your zakah, you're charitable, you're good, and so it is permissible then for you to benefit from that as well. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, or rather these people are being told also, Allah has given to you good, benefit from it. But they didn't do so. And as we know, they will continue to do other things in terms of showing this lack of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jalla then continues and mentions in verse 161, وَإِذْ قِيلَ لَهُمُ اسْكُنُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطِيئَاتِكُمْ سَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ When they were told, enter this town and eat freely there as you will, but say, relieve us and enter its gate humbly, then we shall forgive you your sins and increase the reward of those who do good. The people of Bani Israel are told to go towards Baitul Maqdis. This is where they're going to enter. And as they enter into that place, that will be the land that Allah Azza wa Jalla has promised them by His permission, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were told that you must go and enter into this land or into this particular city. وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ And when you go, you will have the blessings of Allah bestowed upon you. You may eat as you please. Look at all of these blessings after the difficulties that they suffered. Years of bondage, years of slavery, years of oppression and torture. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them. Blessing after blessing. a prophet of Allah comes to them, Musa alayhi salam. They're saved from Pharaoh. They're given the Torah. Now they're being blessed in terms of their food and their drink and their provision. And now they're coming to this land that they were promised. And they're being told that once you enter, you will only increase in provision, only increase in goodness, only increase, have an increase in the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jalla will bestow upon you. But not only that, if as you enter into the city, وَقُولُوا حِطَّةً, you enter into the city and you say, oh Allah, relieve us, meaning we repent to you, we relieve us of our sins, oh Allah, relieve us of our burdens, oh Allah, relieve us of our mistakes and our wrongdoings, oh Allah Azza wa Jalla. So essentially, it's a word of repentance. Oh Allah, forgive us. Relieve us of our burdens, our sins, and so on. Forgive us. And if you do so, وَدْخُرُ الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا, and you enter in a manner that is humble, and a manner that shows that you are in need of the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. You enter in a manner which shows that you are in need of Allah's blessings. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطِيئَاتِكُمْ, we will forgive you for all of your sins. And that is why in tawbah, or when you're making dua, and you want something from the blessings of Allah, one of the obstacles in attaining that blessing of Allah is the sins that you've committed. So you make tawbah and you seek Allah Azza wa Jalla's forgiveness. And that is why when you seek that forgiveness, also to show it at a level of humble, with a level of humility, and your poverty before Allah, your need before Allah Azza wa Jalla, that is one of the best ways to do so. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla boasts, for example, about the people who stand on the plain of Arafah, and the day of Arafah, the Hujjaj, the people who make Hajj and stand in Arafah, Allah boasts that they have come dusty and disheveled, that they're there in a manner which befits that status of them imploring Allah for His forgiveness, for His mercy, for His many blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla loves this, and that is what the people of Bani Israel are being told. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Enter in a way that shows your humility and need before Allah Azza wa Jalla. What will you receive? You will receive forgiveness. And you will receive the blessings of Allah. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, concluding this verse, سَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and we will increase the reward of those who do good. So you will get even more. And what Allah Azza wa Jalla has saved for you in terms of the goodness of the dunya and the akhirah is more than that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated for you. Because as we know, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us about Jannah and tells us about the rewards of the akhirah. But what Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us doesn't give us the full reality. It's not something which we can envision or imagine even in this dunya with our limited capacity of understanding. And that is why the Prophet told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Jannah is that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can or heart can imagine. That shows to us that even though we have these descriptions, these names, these rewards that we are familiar with, its reality and what it actually represents is something which we won't be able to understand until we see it and inshallah ta'ala experience it firsthand on in the next life. And so these people are being told by Israel, enter with humility. Ask Allah's forgiveness. Ask Allah's mercy. And doesn't Allah Azza wa Jalla deserve that they should do so after the many blessings He bestowed upon them, after the hardships that He relieved from them, after the oppression that He saved them from? Shouldn't we show more gratitude? And gratitude is not just by using Allah's blessings or speaking about them. Gratitude first and foremost is by worshipping Allah more, by turning to Allah more, by asking Allah for more, by showing your level of need before Allah Azza wa Jalla more. And so the person that Allah blesses and bestows upon them wealth and children and health, if it increases them in ibadah and goodness, then that is the person who has understood how to thank Allah Azza wa Jalla. But if that person hasn't increased them in ibadah, hasn't increased them in good deeds, hasn't increased them in seeking nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that person has to stop and question what it is that they are doing in terms of showing that gratitude. So what did Bani Israel do? As we've already mentioned in the verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, but Allah Azza wa Jalla repeats it here in verse 162. فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْهُمْ قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجَزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ. The wrongdoers amongst them substituted another saying for that which had been given to them. So we sent upon them a punishment from the heavens for their wrongdoing. Those people, many of them showed arrogance instead of showing humility. And many of them, instead of asking Allah for forgiveness and to repent upon them, they changed the word and they said, instead that we want a grain of a seed or a grain of barley or of wheat. And so they changed the word only by adding a small letter here or there or changing the word slightly. And this was one of the ways that they manipulated the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Remember, we said that there are lessons for us as the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are two of the greatest lessons. Number one, be grateful for Allah's blessings. Be grateful for Allah has sent upon you by increasing in ibadah, by showing your poverty before Allah, by being humble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two, don't try to manipulate the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't try to trick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because you cannot do so like these people did. And so they didn't enter in the way that Allah commanded them, nor did they, instead of entering in the position of bowing or prostration and humbleness, it is said that they entered upon sitting down and shuffling along upon their rears. And it is said that rather than saying the word of Allah forgive us, they changed that word also. So because they changed what they were commanded to do, thinking that it is something which was insignificant, thinking that they could change these commands and these rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. We sent upon them a punishment from the heavens for their wrongdoing. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best what type of punishment it is, but it is mentioned in some of the narrations and in a number of the books of tafsir that Allah Azza wa Jalla sent upon them a plague. Just as the people of Pharaoh had a plague that was sent upon them, then likewise now Bani Israel is having sent upon them a plague as well. Which shows to you that even the believers, even those who follow the prophets of Allah, if they turn away from Allah's commands or they disobey Allah, they can be punished in one way or another. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that this is how they were punished. And we will see, inshallah ta'ala, in the next episode, more of this story of them being commanded to enter into this city or into this blessed land of Baytul Maqdis. But inshallah ta'ala, we will leave that for the next episode. Barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.